Dub CNN, RBX, or Narrator X has come to Dub CNN. How are you, man?
Man, everything is good. Everything is peaceful, you know what I mean? Neighborly tripping, focused on my music, and ready to do what I do.
Gotcha, gotcha. Now, I know, I'm sure that whenever you talk to people, they always want to go into the past, so I don't want to do a whole lot of that. Really focus on, you know, getting your thoughts about some things and also talk about what you have coming up. But I know that there are many, many ways to earn a living in the music business, and besides being a recording artist, and I know you won a Grammy for co-writing Let Me Ride on The Chronic. So do you still write for others, or have you tapped into some of those other opportunities in the music business?
I mean, if the opportunity presents itself, but in all honesty, I have done some, things for people in the past that just has been, record-breaking and phenomenal, and I thought that it's time that I focus my attention on me, because that's something that I hadn't been doing.
Right.
And so I've just been pretty much locked off in the caves like a Shaolin monk.
Okay.
Getting my words together, getting my techniques and whatnot together so that I could stand for me.
Gotcha. Now, I know you've recorded a few albums over your, 15-plus year career. I know it's PC for an artist to say that the album that they're currently working on is their best work, but do you feel that you've recorded your best collection of songs, or is there still the best is yet to come? You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Trust and believe, the better is yet to come.
Okay.
Due to certain situations and the way the game shifted, as an artist and really work hard on my craft, I kind of was reluctant to give people that were a little less than serious my project, but at the same time, I knew that I had to get something out there and not, I built up a name and I didn't want to compromise my name, so I couldn't just put out no poo-poo.
Right.
But at the same token, it's like a double-edged sword, you know what I mean? But I am currently working on some of the best stuff that I have ever, that anyone has ever heard me do.
Okay.
So, and a lot of people think they heard me get down. They ain't heard me get down.
And kind of along those same lines, I read where you said that, like, your last album, Broken Silence, that album gave you a chance to show people that you're nice on the mic and more than just a voice.
Yeah. I mean, and that's pretty much what it was, you know. Big up to all my Technicali dudes, you dig? They was MCing over there. It wasn't no crap, You had to come through with you, and you really had to have skills, and you couldn't just be on no cat in a hat type rap. You got to really be saying something, really spitting. So,
yeah.
With that, there was the opportunity to, do that there, on a hip-hop level, which I've always been, hip-hop is in my heart.
Right.
And sometimes being from the West Coast, cats forget that because everybody want to be hardcore gangsters. I am that too.
Okay.
But moreover than anything, you still got to be able to get out there and not just talk about busting on somebody. You got to be able to really bust a rhyme.
Yeah.
And that's why I stand.
Okay. So I also read where you said that when you're in the studio, you're a monster, and I can definitely hear that whenever you get on the mic. So does that mean outside of the booth that Mr. RBX is reserved and laid back, or what?
Oh, yeah. I'm seldom seen. I'm just like no-nonsense type dude. I ain't with the fun and games and the riff-raff and the he say, she say girl stuff. I'm not into that. I mean, that's why you don't see me at the Hollywood events. I ain't no nigga that's always on in front of the spotlight, like type thing. I could really care less about that. All I care is when you hear me, I come across like that.
Yes.
I mean, that's really my whole focus. If anything comes after that and from that, then so be it. But my first and primary responsibility is to come off on that thing, the mic, because I'm an MC, and anything else is, I'm not trying to do movies. I ain't trying to do none of that stuff. I'm trying to just bust that mic, period.
Gotcha. Now, along those same lines, you mentioned that you won't find you at, like, those Hollywood type events and those things. Do you think that, because sometimes perception is reality in the music business or in the entertainment business, do you think that that's maybe hurt you a little bit, or what do you think?
I think it's probably hurt me a little bit because cats don't know where Gotcha. And when the time comes for me to be that guy to accept the award or be in the running for award or have a record out that's even getting mentioned, then I will be there to support that. But until that time, I got to stay in the lab.
I heard that. And you mentioned being in the lab, working on the next missile to launch. I have to get this question out of the way. Will you be working on the Detox album, or will you be appearing on it or involved in it in any way?
At this point, it's just going to have to just, I'm just going to have to just be the fifth.
Okay, I got you. Okay, I'm mad at you. So, what, having been a part of a classic album like The Chronic and having 15 plus years in the game, what is the key to making an album that stands the test of time?
Really getting in there and focusing on what you do. You know, a lot of cats got the wrong conception about, you know, they see the videos and they think, you know, you're going to be in there, you're going to have strippers in the studio, and you're going to be drinking it. No.
Right.
It's like a hard hat area. It's like, I view it like the cats at a construction site. They don't bring their wives and their girlfriends when they over there building the house.
Right.
When I go to the studio, it's really like I don't even want to talk to cats, and that's what some people might see me as arrogant or cocky or Hollywood. I don't really care what they say, but when I'm in the lab, I'm not trying to talk to you. I'm trying to focus on what I do. That's what I came to the studio for.
Right.
I didn't come to socialize. I ain't come to party or frat. Nah, this is strictly work on mine. Period.
Okay. I hear you. Now, I wanted to ask a question that, you know, you often hear about the ups or the successes when it comes to an artist, but you never hear about the sacrifices and the consequences for being so dedicated to your craft and your passion. Do you have any regrets, be it personal or professional, or did you have to really, you know, explain like some of the sacrifices that it takes? Because it's not all glitz and glamour in the music industry.
It's not all glitz and glamour. It's really grimy and gritty, especially if you're serious with it. I mean, some people just skate the perimeters. Some luck up, like they might throw their fishing hook out there and they might catch a fish the first time. And well, for some people, it's just not that way. And you can hear the seriousness of a person's music when you listen to it. You can tell that person was really honed in on their craft or they just went to do whatever they was doing.
Right.
And me, yeah, I think it's, you know, it's probably cost me a lot because I'm so serious that's pretty much it consumes me sometimes. And, you know, sometimes, you know, with relationships and your girl, they want to go out and hang out. And you're like, nah, I got this joint I got to do. And it comes sometimes cause problems, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you in it, you in it. And you got to find a female that's going to stick by you. Because she know that's what you do, and it's crazy. Like I said, it's not a glamorous thing. It's like a mechanic. Sometimes I come home dirty from it. Just like, damn, I'm in the studio a day and a half, and it smell like cigarettes and everything. But that's how I get out.
Gotcha. Now, I've asked this question of a few folks lately because everyone sees this differently. But what does success look like for you? I mean, is it being able to perform regularly? Is it reaching a certain number of record sales or downloads? Or what does success look like for RBX?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's success. I don't know. That's something that's like a real tricky word for me.
Right.
I don't see myself there. I just see myself as just doing what I love to do. I don't, all that old star shit. That shit is nothing to me. That shit, I mean, it's just, I really can't tell you how much I don't really give a fuck about all that. I just like to be respected for what I do. So, you know, success is like, to each person, success might be a nice car. Success might be a nice house.
Right.
I guess I could measure it by every time I do a record, it's better than the last. That's successful to me because that's moving a forward progression.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like, I mean, on the track, you come across like with that with so much intensity. But it seems like what brings you joy is just really being in the studio and recording and being able to churn out music, good quality music.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that pretty much you summed it up right there. You know, if there's as a professional, you have to do what you have to do, whether you got to do videos or whatnot, but
speaking of creating, tell us what you have coming up and when we can be on the lookout for it. Or what's up? What's going on with RBX in terms of new projects and all that?
Well, I mean, I got some things in the pipeline. The Unanimous project that I got brewing is pretty much the follow up to Broken Silence.
Okay.
And it's one I really focused on with a different mindset, and so it's coming out way crazy and in a good way, and we got that coming. We got the Shining that I done and kind of got remixed and remastered. A lot of people didn't hear that; they kind of slipped under the radar. But I got the Shining about to resurface as well. I got a rock thing that I'm working on, the Barracuda. You know, it's just strictly rock on some heavy metal. The whole album is not like a play with it. It's strictly rock. The whole record, that's Barracuda, as well with my partner Big Rock. I got the Concrete Criminals, and we got maybe a little guest appearance from MC Ren, which is very rare.
Okay.
So we got activity poppers. So I think about four projects are going to drop like simultaneously, like Carpet Bombing, and then I'll tell you about the other treats after that.
Okay. Well, yeah, make sure you keep us posted. But
right, we active.
Any last words for Dub CNN? Let them know how they can stay in touch with you in terms of your MySpace or whatever. So any last words for Dub CNN?
Yeah, the last words is, man, big up to everybody, universally. You know what I mean? I'm not going to box myself into the West Coast, even though that's where I'm from. So you can holler at RBX at Big X, that's BIGGXX at gmail.com. You know, go ahead, leave a response. Or you can get to the MySpace page, which is the narrator, RBX. The MySpace joint, that's the title, that's the address for that. And everything is active. And you look out, stay tuned.
There we go.
Touch.
Yeah.